Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Pequeña huella no vuelve más, un sendero solo de pena y silencio llegó hasta el agua profunda, un sendero solo de penas mudas llegó hasta la espuma. Sabe Dios qué angustia te acompañó, qué dolores viejos cayó tu voz, para recostarte arrullada en el canto de las caracolas marinas. La canción que canta en el fondo oscuro del mar, la caracola. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad, qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar. Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando, y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de mar. Sirenitas te llevarán por caminos de algas y de coral, y fosforescentes caballos marinos harán una ronda a tu lado, y los habitantes del agua van a jugar pronto a tu lado. Bájame la lámpara un poco más, déjame que duerma nodriza en paz, y si llama él no le digas que estoy, dile que Alfonsina no vuelve. Y si llama él, no le digas nunca que estoy, di que me he ido. Te vas, Alfonsina, con tu soledad, qué poemas nuevos fuiste a buscar. Una voz antigua de viento y de sal te requiebra el alma y la está llevando, y te vas hacia allá como en sueños, dormida Alfonsina, vestida de... Gracias a la vida me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado y en las multitudes el hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano, y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados. Con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado así, yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, el canto de todos que es mi propio.
Okay, Margarita McGann, that was for you, because I know you like Mercedes Sosa. Yeah, we all like her. She's fantastic. And that song was written by Violeta Barra. Well, actually, both of them. The both founders of that song. It's a song called Here's to Life. You can find it with John Baez sang it as well. And yeah, she sang it in the Festival of Big Sur, it was called. It was a similar stuff, more alternative musicians, you know, at this festival. During around this, very close to the Woodstock, you know, during those years, you know, when life was fantastic compared to what it is nowadays, you know, mainly for the youth. The youth were, well, I don't know, I'm not going to go into that detail because we all know what it was all about and how things have changed since those years. Right, well, I was going to speak a little bit about the, you know, the World Cup. The World Cup, as you, we all know, commercial to the teeth. Four times, you know, like we got a... we got hydration time, then we go half time, we do hydration time again, then half time. So it's all commercial. Everything is commercial. You know, it's a good thing, you know, the transmission for the rest of the world, you know, for Europe. Well, I don't know what's going on in the United States, you know, but I think they're taking the advantage of that little break, you know, to put their commercials through. Because it's all commercials, it's all making money. That's all they care about, you know. They don't care about anything else. It's like what they did in Venezuela. Venezuela, you know, that wasn't at all a natural disaster. It was not. It was induced, you know, because they've done that before. And thousands of people die, and the fracking is totally unacceptable in that area because of the delicate underground plates, you know, that are underneath the map of South America, of the land of South America, mainly in Chile, and then across the Pacific is on the Japanese side. That's why it's got tsunamis, earthquakes, and. You know, Chile, for example, you know, we can have earthquakes every two, three days. It's a tremor, you know, 5.6, 5.7. People are used to it right now, you know, because the whole country is built, you know, to sustain the, you know, to support and not support, to hold on to the earthquakes. Venezuela wasn't. That's is the reason why so many people have died and so many people have disappeared. And it's in a desperate situation right now. And that was all organized by the United States of America. And I'm not ashamed or scared or fear or to say it. I'm being honest. And this is what it is. I don't put it past them to do anything. Now these investigations and research about the Twin Towers, you know, everything that goes wrong in the, on this earth, on this planet, they're always behind it all. Always behind it all, you know. And the world is scared because they, if you go against the United States policy of democracy, so-called democracy, you know, around the world, you're under... And in their eyes, you know, you're going to be next. Something's going to happen in your country to your people that you're going to need our help. They make people need their help. People that are there not living nice and comfortable and you know, with the harvest, with their animals, with their little, whatever they've got, happy. Nobody wants to leave their home. Nobody wants to go anywhere else and be unwelcome. You know, when all those immigrants come to Europe, you know, where do they go? I keep saying all the time, you know, all the time, I keep repeating myself. And I think lots of people, millions of people in the world, they will agree with me. If I get up in the morning and my country's being bombed to shit, right? They kill my horse, they kill my goat, they kill everything. They kill my grandma, my dad, everybody, you know. And it's not safe corner for me to hide anywhere because they're after us to annihilate us, to finish with us. So I escape. I run away. You know, so where do I go? Where is the safest place to go to when you when your country and your house are being bombed the crap out of the out of you? Where do you go? I go to the people who are doing the bombing. You know, I go there because that's going to be safe because they're doing the bombing. You know, I'm defending myself. So I'd rather go there, you know, suffer for unemployment, poverty, you know, hunger, you know, everything. But I'll be safe. I know what you're saying. Why is it only men that come over here? Because in the third world, people are still think that, you know, the man is the head of the family, the man will do this, the man will do that. Those men who are actually out here, right? I'm not saying 100%, you know. I'm also including the rats, you know, who can come here to do delinquency because they think that the people in Europe are more tolerant than in their own countries. In their own countries, you get caught, for example, stealing, and they chop your hand off or something, or they punish you somehow. Here in Europe, you know, they put you in a cell for about 2-3 hours. They cannot prove your ID, you know, and they let you go. So you carry on and doing this. You see what I mean? And those people, they give a bad name to those people who actually want to come here. They need to come here in order to save themselves and their children and their families, you know, have a decent life, you know, without having the threat of being bombed or killed. And that is what it is. You know, that's what I'm saying right now. And the United States is in charge of doing all that stuff, you know, that make you feel that you should leave your home, you know. And they only bomb places where there's something that they can get their hands on. Yeah, that's right, you know, and defenseless as well. You know, they always look for defenseless countries, you know, that cannot defend themselves, that can hardly afford to buy a jeep or a tank or a plane. They've got no armed forces, or if they have, they're not as professional as the Americans are, the North Americans. As you said, the North Americans, the United States people, yeah, the Yankees, okay? I want to call Yankees because when I say North America, I'm including Mexico as well. And Mexicans are my brothers and sisters who are not out there killing anybody, bombing anybody. They're not doing anything. Okay, crime in Mexico, well, it's a national thing, you know, it's a national thing going on there, right? Okay, it's their own problem. Why should anybody from outside, you know, get involved in there and try to solve their problems? Uh-huh. Solve your own problem, mate, you know. This guy in the United States, you know, they go, have you seen in Philadelphia? This is an avenue called Kensington Avenue, right? It's a tent city. People live in the streets. People live in tents. People are injecting right there and on the front. It's a zombie city with people living in tents. And they don't care. The police cars are parked right there watching these guys inject themselves and do all this stuff, and they don't do anything about it because they haven't got the resources, they haven't got the money, there's no money for it, but they have the money for wars. They have the money for Zelensky to buy his cocaine, you know, and go on holiday with his family and everything. It's got millions of dollars saved up. You know, it's got a million and a half mansion or something somewhere, everywhere. So they help people like that, people that who actually crawl up their asses, you know. Oh, yeah, it could be a good friend. We'll help him, you know. But they don't help their own people, you know. They're waiting for them to die, and then they're getting rid of them by letting them die, you know. Not by helping them and rehabilitating them into society and giving them an education, a roof over their heads, you know, and be a prosperous country as they always dreamt to be. They've never been. It's all the prosperity that they've acquired throughout the 250-something years they're celebrating right now is under bullying, stealing, fraud. You know what I mean? Ripping people off, ripping countries off. You know, capitalism wouldn't survive, you know, without ripping people off, without going around the world, you know, invading countries, you know. Well, now they're taking up to kidnapping presidents. kidnapping prisoners, put the country under their control, taking all their stuff out, all their resources and everything, strangled the country, you know, out of their resources. And that's how they survive. Otherwise, they wouldn't survive because they don't know how to survive otherwise. American natives, and they lived there forever, and they always survived. Why couldn't these European colonialists who immigrated to North America? Why can't they do? Why don't they? They don't know how to do anything. You know, they produce cars and all that stuff. You know, but with foreign and immigrant hands, right? Okay, fair enough. There might be some guy or colonialist who invented something or whatever, right? But there, as I'm saying, you know, there to sustain, to keep their country going, they have to do that, you know. If they say that communism is bad, oh my God, evil, whoa, whoa, why do they have to steal from communist countries then? All right. If communism is so bad, why don't you attack North Korea? North Korea well prepared. They will not take a shit, man. You know, North America will disappear in a day or so if they take on North Korea. Why don't they take on China? China communist too. Why don't they take Russia? Russia communist too. You know, all these communist countries, you know, they claim that they are evil. You know, these communist countries are showing the North Americans and the world, you know, that if the manifesto is put in order, if the rules of being a communist is put in order and used properly, they can go a long, 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 long way. But it's their number one enemy, so therefore they put a bad name to it. So everybody thinks, oh my God, communism. No, no, we don't want communism. Everybody talks about communism, communism, communism. And most of the people that talk about communism, they never lived under communism. They've only heard what they've been told by the capitalists, you know. Now this thing is that's happening in Venezuela, you know. They wanted to get there. Every country in the world, like, the first to be there were the Cubans. Communists, oh my God, what are they doing there? Because Cuba, they send doctors, teachers, you know, and medicine, you know, to those countries who are in need. They don't send soldiers, you know, equipped up to the teeth, you know, with weapons and stuff. And the excuse is, oh yeah, in case this looting happening. The looting is done by themselves. They're looting the countries, man, you know. They're looting the petrol, the oil, the oil wells that are all under the North American hands now, the Yankee hands, you know. They control the whole thing, you know. And that's what they want. They want to do that in the whole world. They want to be the masters of the world. It's all in their films, you know. I mean, when they make films like that, you know, they start believe that it can be done in real life, you know. And that is the big mistake they're making. Now they're asking for, I don't know, they say, oh, we're going to send a lot of $150 million, you know, worth of stuff, you know, to Venezuela. Man, you've stolen more than $300 million of dollars in their resources, you know. If you allow them with the president that was there, democratically elected, you know, if you allow them to actually develop, they would have been developed a long time ago, you know. They wouldn't be in need of help now from the world because they could have helped themselves mainly. 80-something percent, they could have helped themselves. Now, they cannot, not even 10% they can help themselves because they are in ruin. You know, there's more unemployment, more crime, now international crime with pirates from the United States of America, you know, captained by that guy Trump. They're stealing the resources of Venezuela. Venezuela was surviving on their wells, on their oil, you know. They were surviving on that. Now it's in somebody else's hands. And the money made out of that is not going to Venezuela. Uh-huh. It's not going to the regular worker. It's not going to those people there who were asking for the intervention of the United States, military intervention to take Maduro out. man, this one guy there, maybe, I don't know, 100 guys there, you know, who you don't agree with. But don't ask for invasion, military invasion of your country. You know, you don't hate your country. You hate the people who are running your country, okay? If you do that, then ask for that. No, they want the whole invasion of America. Do you realize, have you ever seen a country after the Americans have been, after the North Americans have been? Have you seen it? You've seen Afghanistan? You've seen Iraq? You've seen Libya? You've seen Panama? You've seen Syria? You've seen Egypt? Have you seen now lately, you know, directly, you know, Iran? No, because it's a starting point. They're starting to destroy the world because that's all it is. It's not looking after the environment. It's not looking after the people. They don't give a damn about the people, you know. Come on, it's about time you realize that, you know, and start thinking about who you're going to vote for. Mind you, nowadays, you know, there's nobody really worth voting for. It's all a waste of time with these people, you know. And that is making us more individualistic, you know. We care more about ourselves now than we do about our neighbor because we've been introduced into being divided. And that's what they want. When we're separated, more divided, you know, we're easier to control. It's the same with education. You make cuts in education. You keep your people ignorant and illiterate. You got an easy way to control them then, you know, because they don't know nothing. They don't know. So therefore, you control them. Oh, my God. You know, I could go on and on and on and on. So anyway, think about this, what's happening in Venezuela. We help them. We have to help these people because they need help, right? And no matter what color you are, what nationality you are, what religion you are, we help them. No, even the Zionists, you know, they're helping. They say, oh, we're going to send help to Venezuela because there's a lot of suffering there. Pardon? Of course there is suffering in there. Because you and your mate from the United States, you created that sadness, you created that chaos, you created that destruction to this country in order to have an excuse to put your hands in that country and control that country. And from then on, spread all around the continent of South America. And I'm afraid that is not going to happen. Because they got another puppet idiot in power in Argentina who's giving away the land. You know, oh, yeah, you can have that, you can have that, you can have all this. But he doesn't realize, you know, that these people, when they give land, I'm talking about the Zionists, you give a meter, you know, tomorrow they're already covering 3 meters. A week later, they're already covering a kilometer. And suddenly you realize, you know, you wake up in the morning, and they're knocking on your door, and they're saying, sorry, mate, but, you know, this house is ours. That's the joke, you know. That was a joke that we, oh, this house was promised to us, you know, 3,000 years ago. Mate, that house wasn't built 3,000 years ago. What are you talking about? You see what I mean? I can make jokes, I can talk serious, you know. But right now, we have to worry about Venezuela, you know. Even though the Muppets they've got in power, you know, I don't agree with them because that woman was put there. It wasn't elected. Nobody voted for her. Like they wanted the same with Guaido. Remember when I kept going on about Guaido, the other guy who in the United States wanted to put there in power when they went to take Hugo Chavez out? You know, in all the situations. They always want to install their own puppets, marionettes. In power, so they can actually control them and control the countries through them. Right? That's what it is. Zelensky is another one. Who voted for Zelensky? No one did. Where did this guy come from? I don't know. He was there one morning, minutes, you know, and now he's in the president's house. That woman, where is she from? Oh, she's Venezuelan, but she was living in the United States, you know. I said, I don't know, immigrants, you know. And then suddenly, boom, she's the president. You know what I mean? This is what it is. Noriega. Who was Noriega before he became a president of Panama? They put him there because they thought that Noriega was going to help them to strip the country of their resources and control the country. The guy turned their back on them and told them, no, get lost. So what happened? The guy was the biggest narco trafficker in the Latin America, the biggest arms seller. You know, first they bring them in as friends, good pal, you know. And when these guys turn around and tell them to get lost, they are the biggest enemy. The Taliban, they were fighting the government in Afghanistan. They took over, right, with the help of the North Americans. The North Americans helped Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to get rid of the government that was there being supported by the Russians, okay? Once the Taliban got to power there and Al-Qaeda, you know, they told the Americans to go away, man. This is our country. Oh, my God. Taliban, Al-Qaeda, terrorists. You know? Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't have to repeat this all the time, right? It's time that we grew up and open our eyes and just realize, you know, that this is what it is.
No puedo creer en la cosa que veo. carnaval, adiós general, adiós carnaval, adiós general, hay que cantar, hay que cantar, después de Argentina, Chile y Paraguay, después de Argentina, Chile y Paraguay, yo puedo creer la cosa que veo. Por las calles de Montevideo, yo puedo creer en la cosa que veo. Por las calles de Santiago veo, adiós carnaval, adiós general, adiós carnaval, adiós general, se va a acabar, se va a acabar esa costumbre. Se va a acabar, se va a acabar esa costumbre de matar. Yo puedo creer en la cosa que veo por las calles de Montevideo. Yo puedo creer en la cosa que veo por las calles de Santiago veo. Adiós carnaval, adiós general, adiós carnaval, adiós general, hay que cantar, después de Argentina, Chile y Paraguay, después de Argentina, Chile y Paraguay, no puedo creer en la cosa que veo, por las calles de Montevideo. No puedo creer en la cosa que veo, por las calles de Santiago veo.
Sorry about that, boss.
Lay. luna se está peinando. En los espejos del río. Y el toro la está mirando. Entre las aras escondido. Cuando llega la alegre mañana. La luna se escapa del río y el torito se mete en el agua embistiéndola a ver que se ha ido. Y ese toro enamorado de la luna que abandona por la noche y la maná
y se va para allá.
Y es pintado de amapola y aceituna puso campanero al mayoral. Los romeros de los montes le besan la frente. Hay las estrellas y luceros lo bañan de plata. Hay el torito que es bravío y de casta muy valiente. Y abanicos de colores parecen sus patas. La luna sale esta noche con negra bata de cola y el toro la está mirando entre la cara y la sombra. Y en la cara del agua del río donde duerme la luna lunera y el torito de casta bravío la persigue como un centinela. Y ese toro enamorado de la luna que abandona por la noche la maná
y se va para allá.
Y es pintado de amapola y aceituna y le puso campanero al mayoral. Los romeros de los montes le besan la frente. Hay las estrellas y luceros lo bañan de plata. Hay el torito que es bravío y de casta muy valiente. Abanicos de colores parecen sus patas. Y un amor. Para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tu beso yo no puedo vivir y recordar. Ay, para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tu beso yo no puedo vivir y recordar. Yo quisiera para tener amor y saber que me quería, me atormentaba. Y las palabras de Dios llorando por ti. Para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tu beso yo no puedo vivir y recordar. Ay, para allá vivir junto a ti, me enamoré allá de ti, que sin tu beso yo no puedo vivir y recordar.
Vamos allá.
Ay, lola, y lola, y lola, y lola, lola, y lola, y lola, y lola, lola, y lola.
y lola, y lola. Aire, ahí nada más.
El talismán de tu piel me ha dicho que soy la reina de tus caprichos. Yo soy el as de los corazones que se pasean en tus tentaciones. El talismán de tu piel me cuenta que en tu montura caerán las riendas. Cuando una noche de amor desesperados caigamos juntos y enredados, la alfombra y el alrededor acabarán desordenados. Cuando una noche de amor que yo no dudo, la eternidad venga seguro, tú y yo el desnudo y el corazón seremos uno.
Yo soy la tierra de tus raíces,
el talismán de tu piel lo dice.
Yo soy la tierra de tus raíces,
lo dice el corazón y el fuego de tu piel.
Yo soy la tierra de tus raíces,
el talismán de tu piel lo dice.
Yo soy la tierra de tus raíces.
A ver qué dices tú. El talismán de tu piel me chiva que ando descalza de esquina a esquina por cada calle que hay en tus sueños, que soy el mar de todos tus puertos. El talismán de tu piel me cuenta que tu destino caerá a mi puerta cuando una noche de amor desesperados caigamos juntos y enredados. La alfombra y el alrededor acabarán desordenados. Cuando una noche de amor que yo no dudo, la eternidad venga seguro, tú y yo el desnudo y el corazón.
Thank you.
Okay, amigos, we're coming to the end of the show. We've got about 8 minutes left. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to leave you with some music for you to dance. And remember what I said, what I was talking about? It's true. It's true. Everything I say is true. I wouldn't be saying it if it wasn't. If it wasn't true, you let me know. My number is 07944-031-894. If you don't believe me, ask me. I know. They say that Chileans, you know, they make a disaster. They make fun of disasters. And this is, I think, it's a natural way to actually cheer yourself up, you know. To cheer yourself up, or you always make jokes, you know, about the disasters and stuff. And I know it sounds kind of stupid and cruel and, you know, thoughtless, but that's what it is, man. You know, we only live once, you know. I know if we live once, you know, we must as well enjoy that once. You know what I mean? Because if you don't, if you live miserable all your life, you know, that's not going to be a good time to rest in peace, you know? You're going to be miserable all your life, and no, you don't want to be like that. I'm really sorry, you know, those people who actually feel miserable, because nobody is born miserable. We become miserable as the years go by, because of the way we live, the way we treat it. You know, this is what makes us miserable. Anyway, amigos, amigas, I hope that you're going to tune in again next Monday from 5 till 7. And Margarita McCann, thank you very much for listening. Alexander Wild, thank you for listening. And all of you guys, Alberto and Carlos, Pepe, there's quite a few to name, you know. So I'm my cousins in Chile. Los compadres en Chile, gracias por todo. Y bueno, escúchame la próxima semana de 5 a 7 los lunes. Every Monday from 5 till 7. Amigos, amigas, take care and love you all. Love one another and free Palestine. And don't forget Venezuela this time. Ciao, ciao. Adios.
Le pone uno Dios. Se nos fue el corazón y vino la tristeza. Una viuda llorando de luto me dijo: el recuerdo grandioso del gozo y nobleza y la lucha perenne le educa a sus hijos.
Mi padre fue mi gran amigo, mi padre fue mi amigo fiel. Mi padre fue mi gran amigo, mi padre fue mi amigo fiel.
Mi padre se jugaba conmigo y yo me jugaba. Que quería. Sus hijos en la pobreza siguen estudiando para hacerle un respaldo a su gran sacrificio. Aunque usted se haya muerto, lo seguimos amando y llevando en la mano la antorcha de juicio.
Mi padre fue mi gran amigo, mi padre fue mi amigo fiel.
Mi padre se jugaba conmigo y yo me jugaba con él.
cuando me mira. Ha despertado en mí un sentimiento para cantar. Con todo el alma le cantaré a la mujer más linda. En una noche de luna llena en Valledupar. Con todo el alma le cantaré a la mujer más linda. En una noche de luna llena en Valledupar. Porque se alegra cuando me mira, me hace poner más sentimental. Y es el motivo para cantar con todo el alma y el corazón. Yo quisiera hablarle de amor cantándole un verso. Quiero darle un beso porque estoy contento. Y en estos momentos darle el corazón. Necesito mi amor, yo te necesito. Canto, grito y lloro cuando me emociono. Ya no vivo solo, qué amor tan bonito. Se acaba, yo me preocupo, porque no quiero que esto termine en ningún momento. A Dios le pido que nos dé vida por mucho tiempo y que nos libre de todo mal, para querernos mucho. A Dios le pido que nos dé vida por mucho tiempo y que nos libre de todo mal, para querernos mucho. Porque yo quiero que estemos juntos, yo necesito tu compañía, quién sabe Dios, ya me la...